The views and opinions expressed by the participants on this show are not necessarily those of Stewart Information Services Corporation, Stewart Title, or Stewart Insurance. Before you make any investment, you should seek the advice of your investment advisor or attorney.
Whether you're a real estate broker, realtor, homeowner, buyer, or seller, everything matters when it comes to real estate. This is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. Stewart Title's Bill Knappick and guests open the door to what really matters in owning, buying, and selling real estate. And now, Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title, brought to you by Stewart Insurance. Here to inform, entertain, and inspire, Bill Knappick.
Welcome to the show. It is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I am your host, Bill Knappick. Thank you for joining us today on this wonderful weekend. Show number 522. That's right. As I always say, go to stewart.com/radio. That's right. stewart.com/radio, where you can see and hear this show. In addition, you could access the show archives simply by going to stewart.com/radio. So let's get started, as we have tremendous real estate professionals on the show once again on show number 522. That's right. I'm amazed. In the meantime, let's get started. Sharon Urey is with us today. She is the president of an organization called HIREBA, the Houston Independent Real Estate Brokers Association, and she's a broker at Sharecom Realty. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Very nice to see you once again. It's been a while, but let's tell people, first of all, HIREBA. Let's tell them how long HIREBA has been around.
HIREBA has been around. It was founded in 1994, and it's a dynamic volunteer-run organization that serves the non-franchise Houston real estate brokerage community. We meet twice monthly, and we have meetings that are designed to further the education and training of real estate brokers and their realtors, and we want to see them succeed.
So you've already, the mission then is to help real estate brokers all around the Houston area.
It is. We say it like being in business for yourself doesn't mean you have to be in business by yourself. You can connect, learn, and grow with us.
And as far as people, the members are brokers, right?
They are brokers, but we are allowing, once the broker joins, for their agents to also come and learn and train.
So that's kind of nice. So the broker and their team are able to be a part of HIREBA.
Right, correct.
Let's get people an idea of the benefits of being a member of HIREBA.
Well, we have bi-monthly meetings on Wednesdays, the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month. We have keynote speakers lined up to discuss what's happening in real estate now, the new technology, and economic trends. We network with real estate brokers who are industry leaders. We have members that are actually able to showcase some of their listings each month and help promote them, help market them. We do updates on events and news in real estate. We have members that are on the Texas Association of Realtors Board and discuss what's going on there as far as the legislature, political updates. And we also offer free CE courses to cover technology, the HAR tools, and other needs of the members.
So give us an idea, as president of HIREBA, some of the things that you're doing to lead the organization and also the goals that you have here for whatever is left. I guess we're about at the halfway point of the year. What kind of goals do you have and what is your role?
Well, my role as president, it was new to me, although I've been a member a couple of years, but I'm committed to empowering our members to thrive in the ever-changing real estate market, and it is ever-changing all the time. We keep you informed, or keep our members informed, on the latest industry developments, from cutting-edge technology and evolving legal landscapes to market trends and strategies. And I want to keep our members updated on the latest technical tools and update their knowledge and help them achieve their goals, not necessarily my goals, but help them be successful with their goals.
As you said, an ever-changing market, to say the least, right?
Oh, absolutely.
As far as events go, Sharon, I know you have a lot of events. Anything in particular you want to bring up right now?
Well, at our last meeting on May 22nd, we had Matthew Burris, who is the chief communicator of the Houston Association of Realtors. And he talked about the NAR settlement, because everybody has questions about that right now. And it's going to continue for the next 6 months to a year of what do we do? What do we say? What do we need to achieve success in our business? Then on June 12th, coming up, we have a happy hour. Everybody loves those. June 26th, we have Justin Stapleton from Channel 2 News coming to discuss the hurricane season. July 10th, we have Ahmad Abdullah, who's an architect, a real estate broker, and he's going to give us perspectives on Houston real estate. Then we have a photographer coming to discuss real estate photography and how to get the best pictures to show and to guide people or customers into their listings.
Let's tell people the website for HIREBA, just in case. I'm assuming you have these things or some of them posted so they can keep
yes.
track. So let's tell them the website.
It is HIREBA.org, HIREBA.org.
And also, you are a real estate broker as well. Let's tell people a little bit about ShareCom Realty.
Well, at ShareCom, I started ShareCom in 2005, and my passion was to go beyond the transactions. We wanted to keep clients for life. My commitment to my agents and to myself and my clients extends beyond ShareCom. I also guide and train my agents. I realized that it was not the name that sold real estate. And I asked my clients before opening ShareCom Realty if they minded who I worked with or what company I worked with. And they said, we really don't know who you work with. We just know you as an excellent expert on real estate. And so that's how ShareCom Realty started. I put more of my money in marketing and branding my company and keeping up with my clients and make sure that it goes beyond the transaction as far as advice and counsel and how to help them reach their real estate goals.
So you're doing two very important things, leading an organization right here in Houston, Texas, with a lot of brokers and their associates, in addition helping buyers and sellers every day with real estate. How do you stay organized doing so many things that have a lot of things attached to it?
I keep my calendar updated, to be honest with you. I have to keep my calendar updated and run a daily task on what I have to do each day. And I set it up hourly, so I keep up with it. And I also teach at Champions Real Estate School, and I have been for a while. I teach agents that want to get their license and how to get their license, what's going on in the market, what they need to learn to be successful in real estate. Also, I teach people that have their license continuing education and helping them further succeed in their business.
Give us an idea. As I drive north and south on Highway 99, it's a busy highway, but I see Champion School of Real Estate on my left as I drive there. Their parking lot is always full, which leads me to believe there's a lot of realtors having continuing education, but I'm guessing there's a lot of people that are getting their license still. Is it a lot of new realtors coming on board?
My classes are full. They are totally full with people wanting to get their real estate license. And we have to teach what they need to pass the test to get the real estate license. But I also try to show them what the real world of real estate is like and include some humorous stories that have happened to me or not so humorous stories that have happened to me so they don't make the same mistakes that I make. But yes, I love Champions. It's a great company to work with. We have the instructors have an amazing amount of knowledge to give to their students, and that's all our goal is, to help our students succeed too. And they have the office at Champions North off of 99. They have one at the Galleria. They just opened San Antonio. They're building a new office in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I've been there a year, and I am very proud to be part of Champions.
We're talking with Sharon Urey. She is the president of HIREBA, the Houston Independent Real Estate Brokers Association, and ShareCom Realty. Sharon, before we close the segment, let's tell people anything else you want them to know about HIREBA and or ShareCom Realty.
Yes, if you would like to come and visit HIREBA, once again, our meetings are on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month starting at 9 o'clock. They're at the Mendenhall Community Center, 1414 Wirt Road, just off of I-10. They start at 9, go to 9:30. We have networking and a free breakfast. And at 9:30 to 10:30 is our presentation. You can also call me at 832-388-9945 for more information, or go to the website. Once again, it's HIREBA, HIREBA.org, and it gives you a list of our speakers and our events coming up and more information of how it would be beneficial for you to become part of our group. It is for independent brokers, but anyone is welcome to come to hear any of our speakers. As far as ShareCom Realty, they can also call me, once again, 832-388-9945. And I would love to discuss your career if you're interested in becoming a ShareCom Realty agent and what that entails. Or if you need help buying and selling real estate, I've been doing it 24 years. So I would love to help you and advise you and counsel you and help you succeed with your real estate goals.
And the number again is?
832-388-9945.
Thank you so much, Sharon Urey.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
As we continue, let's talk to Briarly Dellinger. She is with Keller Williams Professional and Newcomb Realty Group. Briarly, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It is exciting. And it wasn't that long ago we had the leader of your group, Christine Newcomb, on the show. But let's tell people about Newcomb Realty Group.
Yeah, so we are powered by Keller Williams Professionals. We have seven members on our team, seven agents on our team, plus, of course, our transaction coordinators, all of the people who do the things behind the scenes are important too. But yeah, our group is dedicated to the Cypress area is where we're based out of. But me specifically, I grew up in Angleton. I went to school in Huntsville at Sam Houston, and I live in Cypress now. So pretty much everywhere in between is where my focus is.
So you have a good idea of all the fascinating things as the market's growing in every direction. It's great to have that general knowledge of the Houston area.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of different aspects to, let's say, Cypress, to the difference of being coastal down by Angleton or Galveston. So, it's very nice to have that back knowledge.
Well, certainly we've heard a lot about Cypress here lately as the storm came through, but it is a thriving real estate market, no doubt, and it seems like there's always construction going on. But let's tell people, how is the market in Cypress in terms of demand, and also what draws people to Cypress in your view?
Two-part question, of course. So Cypress is definitely growing. There's a lot of land to be developed, and areas like Ellison, Bridgeland neighborhoods, they are expanding rapidly. So we do have that new build market, but with that new build market, it allows the resale market to also be high in demand. So people are moving to Cypress and that area in droves. The school district is amazing. My son is in that school district, and I can't say enough good things about it, but it's a wonderful place to live. You're not right on top of each other. You're still not too far from the city, so you get that city life with being a little bit far away and the house and the land to be able to go with it.
And it's interesting, too. I had the opportunity a few weeks ago to drive through Cypress, and I've been through there many times, but I hadn't been there in a while, and I was struck with they really did some planning. I mean, there's places where people could walk, or a lot, you can live by the water, right? But also places to walk your dog and walk around the water. So they really put some thought into Cypress.
Oh, yeah. You know, I live in Town Lake, and Town Lake is there's water everywhere. It's one of the only places in the Houston surrounding areas that you can have a motorized boat in the neighborhood itself. So it's a beautiful place to live. It's a golf cart community as well. So my mother even tootles around on the golf cart. We have a a boardwalk right down the road, so you can drive the golf cart or walk to the boardwalk, have a bite to eat while you're right there on the water. And this is all 30 minutes away from Houston. So that's Town Lake. Bridgeland is also another huge development within the Cypress area, and they are developing their city center, as we call them, right now as well.
So for those of you listening on the internet outside of Houston, possibly another state, basically Cypress, Brierley, we'll say it's northwest of, say, the very center of Houston. Would that be right?
That's correct, yes.
So as you progress through real estate this year, it's dynamic, ever-changing. But if you were to speculate how things are going to play out for the rest of the year, what are you seeing and what are you feeling in the area in Cypress and all the other areas that you cover?
You know, people are still moving. Interest rates are trickling down a little bit. Interest rates continue to trickle down just a bit. However, for all of our listings that we've had for, I can't even tell you how long, we have multiple offers on them. We're navigating through those. We're negotiating through those with our buyers and sellers. Our team works with both buyers and sellers. So it's all about listing at the right price, you know, with the right team, with all aspects with that listing done well. That includes videos, that includes pictures, that includes staging, virtual staging. Every single aspect to listing a home is incredibly important. And, you know, to that effect, yes, price determines everything. So if it's not listed right price-wise, you're going to struggle. However, our team is dedicated to always being on top of what's happening in the market, knowing how to list, and then also on the buy side, knowing how to navigate with our buyers to land those properties in the right way that they would be best in their interest.
And are you finding buyers still coming from out of state? Are they finding your team? And tell us how that works.
Yes, yeah. A lot of people are still moving. A lot of Californians are still coming to Texas.
I had a feeling
we
that
know
state
it.
Was going to come up again. Yes.
Yeah, you know it is. And hey, come on. We have a lot of Texas love to share, so keep coming. But yeah, they're coming from a lot of different states. Texas has a lot to offer in the job market. So we're going to continue to see that, especially the Houston and the surrounding areas specifically. We're going to continue to see people moving from out of state. And for us, you can go and look up our team, the Newcomb Realty Group, on Google. We have amazing reviews. You can look and read at all of our reviews on there and just see for yourself all the amazing things that we do.
As far as how do you tell people about what you do personally and your team in terms of marketing, social media? Of course, here today, you are on a massive platform with millions of people listening right now, I'm hoping. But anyway, so how do you get the word out about your services helping buyers and sellers and also Newcomb Realty Group?
We tackle every avenue possible. So like I said, Google, we have a huge presence on our Google reviews, and we also are really big in social media. We do media days a couple of days a month, and those consist of being abreast of what is top of the market, you know, top of mind at the market at that time. And with our social media, we want to educate people. So we do things like podcasts and letting people know what's happening at that time. But we also interview different industry professionals. So we have title representatives coming in, insurance people for your homeowner's insurance, so that we can have those people giving the best of the knowledge of that time to all of our clients and our future clients. So we have a big presence on social media and on the internet as well.
So tell us again a little bit more about the media day. Is that what we're calling it?
Sure. We'll call it that.
Okay.
Yeah. So we all get together.
That's a good idea, by the way.
Yeah. We have a lot of fun. You know, there's a little bit of that in there too. So it would be hard passed if I didn't say that. We do have fun as a team. We work really, really hard. But these days are fun for us. We get together usually in a model home. So as you mentioned earlier, with the communities that are in Cypress and all of the Houston and surrounding areas, we'll go into a model home and have our videographers come in and our photographers come in. We'll have a whole setup of, we'll sit down at a table and shoot a podcast of the things that are going on in the market at that time. We'll do videos for our Instagram, for our Facebook. And during that time, we come up with those captions that are really feeding a lot of information and a lot of facts to our current clients and then future clients.
And you're having fun.
Oh, we're having a freaking blast.
That's awesome.
It's so much fun.
Well, it's interesting as far as, and you mentioned two social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook. How do you use Facebook and do you find it effective?
Yeah, we do use Facebook. Facebook is a platform that reaches such a broad group of people. I'm in a lot of different groups. It's how I stay connected with my university people, even people that I went to high school with. It's how I stay connected to my community itself. If I'm able to have an active presence on those platforms and in those groups, I stay top of mind to people out there, to my current clients. And that's what's really important about social media is that, yes, it's fun. We can have little funny things that we put out there, but it's really to stay top of mind and to be educating and giving information to our clients.
We're talking with Briarly Dellinger. She is with Newcomb Realty Group. Also, what was it about? You could be doing a lot of things and being successful at so many things, Briarly, but what was it about real estate that drew you in and keeps you here?
It's a great question for me. So I've been around the real estate industry for about 10 years. I started in P&C insurance, property and casualty insurance. I wrote a lot of insurance for many, many years. That gave me so much back knowledge of roof types, shingles, what they're looking for in terms of size of property, how to run numbers on a home. So all of those things from the insurance background, I learned a lot. That just kicked it off for me. After that, I actually started flipping my first house on the side of my full-time job. And then I flipped another house and then another one, and it took over what I was doing. So for 4 years, I flipped homes full-time. I did 5 major projects.
Yeah. You
flipped it. Yeah. Yeah. And flipping, awesome. Meaning, yeah, right. For people who don't know what that is, it's fully renovating homes. And I didn't do projects that were just putting lipstick on homes. I did full renovations, completely reconfiguring the structure itself, and then putting it back on the market and selling it. So I did that full-time for 4 years. And the market led me to finally leaning full-time on my license. And I've been doing that for years now. And it's a natural progression for me, but I have a different perspective as an agent. I have the property and casualty background, but my mind is also in the investment side. So for me, helping my clients on the buy side find their future home or future investment property, I'm able to really run numbers and I'm able to really look at it as a perspective of their biggest investment and making sure that I carry that through for them.
Sounds awesome. Just a quick word about the flipping. Was there an average time that you would keep the home, or did you have a goal to say in 4 weeks or 2 months? What was it?
Yeah. So from purchase to sell, my goal was 3 months. Yes. That's purchasing. Going through the whole process of renovation, I had 2 different teams that I worked with, and that was the hardest part, is solidifying those team members and having trustworthy people to work with, because I was my own general contractor as well. That was tough also.
Fascinating.
For me, walking into a project for people to respect me was tough, but I did it. And then putting it on the market and selling it, my goal was 3 months.
Briarly, before we close this segment, what else do you want people to know?
I want people to know that the market is ever changing. There's always things that are going to be, you know, going on around us. Just like we saw that huge tornado that just hit Cypress and the Katy and the Houston areas. We are ever evolving, and we do things like right now, a lot of what I'm doing in just the past 3 days is helping people find temporary housing for people who had damage to their home. So it's about working with an agent and working with a team that is adapting at all times to be able to help you find every single avenue that is best for you, whether it's buying, selling, renting, leasing out a property, or, you know, and like I just said, even temporary housing.
And Briarly, let's tell people how they can reach you.
Yes, you can call my cell, is 979-997-6122. Or my email address is my first name, Briarly, B-R-I-A-R-L-E-Y, at NewcombRealtyGroup.com.
And the phone number again is?
My cell phone is 979-997-6122.
Thank you so much, Briarly Dellinger.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk to Kimmy Gillespie. Her company is Only One Realty. Kimmy, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Here you are. So, Only One, love the name.
Mm-hmm.
Only One.
We're the only one. The only way to do real estate.
The only way to do real estate. So let's tell people that have not heard about Only One about your company.
So our main office is in Dallas, and we have now expanded to Houston. So in Dallas, we have about 120 agents now. The goal for the end of the year is 200. So we are rapidly growing. And in Houston, at our Houston office, we have 7 agents. And I am the Houston mentor for our office. So that means any new agents that come on board, I get to take them under my wing and help them succeed in their business.
So you're kind of leading the charge here in a tremendous way every day.
That's right.
So let's tell people, as far as buyers and sellers right now, is there geographically, first of all, is there an area that you're focusing on more than others? Say the last 10, 15 transactions. Where have you been?
I truly have been all over the map in Greater Houston because I primarily work with buyers. So wherever they want to go, I will go and help them. I think if we were to take a segment of Houston where I've done most of my transactions, that would be the Northwest quadrant. Think 45 north, west over I-10, all the way to Katy, and then as far north as Cypress.
And of all the things you could be doing, Kimmy, here you are in real estate. Give us an idea before you started real estate what you were doing.
Oh my goodness, I have had so many roles. I first started as a teacher. I was a kindergarten teacher for 2 years, and then I was a pre-K kindergarten art teacher for 3 years. And it wasn't too long into teaching where I was like, I don't think this is what I want to do forever. But my entire life, that's what I wanted to be, was a teacher. So it was kind of a weird moment of what else out there can I do? So I decided to go back to school at U of H, and I got my master's in business administration because I was like, I guess I'll just open up some other doors for myself. I don't even know what that would mean. And I ended up leaning more in the marketing space. That was more of the creative side of business. So once I graduated with my MBA, I left education and I went to an internet marketing agency. I was a search engine optimization specialist, SEO. So I would help businesses, primarily B2B like oil and gas and pipe manufacturers. I would help their businesses get on the first page of Google. Very niche job. I went from chasing kids around with paint every day to now sitting at a computer doing back-end coding of a website.
So is that how we get first on Google, back-end coding?
SEO is very important to get on Google, everybody. Very important.
I'll have to talk to you after this, but that's awesome.
So with that, though, that skill, well, let me backtrack. At this internet marketing agency, I did not have a creative outlet. And so what I would do is on my lunch break, I would go home and I would paint because I didn't know what else to do. And that's where my art business took off. It's called Kimmy Designs. So I paint abstract maps and I also paint murals in residential and commercial spaces. But I was like, if I can get these other companies on the first page of Google, surely I can do this for myself. So I did. And so more commissions would come in through there. And then now most of my business for murals comes in through Google.
Well, creativity and real estate, I think, go hand in hand because here you are, an independent contractor, entrepreneur. So let's tell people how you're marketing your real estate business and some of the creative things you're doing that keep you going.
Yeah, so I do have social media. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and I utilize each platform for a different target audience because each one is pretty segmented of the type of people that are on each platform. But in any of them, I provide educational content. So I think of the pain points that buyers and sellers have, and those are the topics of what my videos are about. So it's very visual content and a lot of video content.
And before we started, you said you're focusing more on buyers here recently, it seems like.
I tend to work a lot with first-time home buyers. That's a lot of who my personal network is. And so then more referrals come that way where it's a similar type of audience that are renting right now and they're wanting to buy their first home.
And of course, you mentioned pain points for buyers and even sellers. But as far as buyers go, the first time buyers mm-hmm. have their own certain pain points. So mm-hmm. you've built a niche here to be able to serve them in a tremendous way.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
So right now, I'd say first time home buyers, it's of course a financial hurdle for them where a lot of, I'll say us as millennials, we sometimes live paycheck to paycheck and we don't have a lot of savings. We might have a lot of credit card debt. So we just have this idea in our minds that homeownership is not attainable for us because we just don't have the money for it. So I try to talk a lot about different programs, especially in lending, that makes homeownership very attainable, and it might not be as big of a hurdle as you think. Or maybe if you think you're not qualified, it turns out you actually are.
Well, that's why a real estate professional like you, mm-hmm. Kimmy Gillespie, is there to help the first-time home mm-hmm. buyers and others, of course, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yep.
So that's awesome. How do you see the market as you go forth here again? Here we are in the middle of the year almost, and you look ahead as mm-hmm. you plan your business and your creative things you're going to do. How do you see it play out here for the rest of the year in terms of how busy it's going to be and those things?
Well, thankfully for me, I've kept a pretty steady pace. I think I don't foresee the interest rates really coming down drastically. I know a lot of people are like, I'm going to just wait till they come down. I think if people do that, they might be waiting for quite some time. Or my favorite is when they compare it to our unicorn years where the interest rates were below 3% and they're just waiting for that to happen. And I'm like, let's not compare it to those times anymore.
That's a good phrase. I've not heard.
The unicorn years.
The unicorn. I've heard that period of the 2%, 3% interest rate a lot of different ways, but unicorn years, that's a good one.
That's like the creative magical mural side.
I was going to say there's some creativity coming into play. So as you go, let's do a day or half a day as you're with the new home buyer. If you're with, let's say, a couple that's looking first time, how many homes are they looking at in a typical day? And I know it changes mm-hmm. all the time, but mm-hmm. on average, what have you experienced that when you go out there with the new home buyer? How many properties are they going to look at?
I think on average, let's say 5 to 7. And a lot of times those first houses, what we're doing is they might have a certain budget in mind that they think they're qualified for, or they've gotten their pre-approval for, and then they go and they might see the type of house that budget would get them, and then they don't like it. And so what happens is a lot of times my new buyers, first-time home buyers, we end up going the new construction route because they end up seeing houses that are brand new and beautiful, and also they have a lot of new construction incentives that they're able to offer. And so what they thought their budget was in the resale market, what they could get in new construction, is actually a lot better for them.
And that's a good point. It's always nice. I know myself, I would like to have new construction because while I have a nice home and trees and all that, hey, stuff's breaking down all the time. So the new home, I think, new construction is a good idea. Are you seeing a lot of inventory as far as new construction where you can take your buyers, whether they're first-time buyers mm-hmm. or otherwise?
Yes. So Spring Branch is a really great area right now. A lot of my first-time home buyers were looking in there. There's a really great community that has just beautiful amenities. There's a pool. There's a fitness center. There's a dog park, a walking trail, a pond. And you would think you're out in the suburbs somewhere, but you're right in the heart of Spring Branch.
So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
What's the price of this area you're talking mm-hmm. about? What's the price point of these properties?
About $350 to $425, depending on how many bedrooms and square footage.
So that's not too bad, really. Mm-hmm. For $425, mm-hmm. we can get new construction in Spring Branch.
4-bedroom with a media room.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
It's true. It's out there.
So I would think part of the success of helping these buyers is knowing where the properties are like mm-hmm. this. And of course, we know buyers, new or otherwise, are always looking at the internet, so they already have a perspective, but you're keeping up with the other things.
Yep, and I have connections with a lot of different builders, and so I'm on all these email lists, or I'll personally get texts from builders reps of talking about what their current specials are. So I keep my audience up to date with whatever interest rates are being offered. I've seen as low as 4.99 right now, which is obviously a much bigger difference than 7.5.
Exactly. And as far as the interest rate right now, when you're helping it's high. So when you're helping the first time buyers, about how much are they putting down on average?
3%.
So they're putting about
3%. 3.5. Mm-hmm.
So would it be safe to say it's a rarity to see a 20% down?
A rarity for a first time home buyer.
And then what about the other buyers that you're helping?
Sometimes they like to do 20% down, and that's because they don't want to have the PMI, the mortgage insurance. But then when we break that down into what that looks like from a monthly standpoint, it's really not that much. And so sometimes I help counsel of, do you want to go ahead and put that 20% down now and not have the PMI, or would you rather have more of that cash on hand now and just have the PMI for a little bit, which on a monthly basis is actually not that much.
And Kimmy, before we close this segment, what else do you want people to know about what you're doing?
I think I would like to talk to renters specifically right now. If you are on that same bandwagon of, I don't think that I could afford a house, let's have a conversation, because we can run numbers and let's look at what you are paying for in rent. And let's break that down and see what you could be paying for in a mortgage and see if that's attainable for you.
And let's tell people, Kimmy, how they can reach you, Kimmy Gillespie, with only one realty, because there's only one Kimmy Gillespie.
You can reach me on my cell phone at 832-787-2291. You can also find me on Instagram, Kimmy.Gillespie, KIMMIE.GILLESPIE. And if you're on TikTok, Realtor Kim HTX.
And the phone number again is
832-787-2291.
Thanks for being with us, Kimmy.
Thank you for having me.
In today's litigious society, it is imperative to have the proper insurance to offset the many risks facing your business, especially if you're a real estate broker. Your errors and omissions and cyber liability insurance can help limit the threat of these risks if you know what to look for. Not sure if your insurance addresses the risks facing your business? Contact Stewart Insurance to be confident your brokerage can withstand these risks. Stewart Insurance, 866-798-2827. StewartInsurance.com. That's StewartInsurance.com, or call 866-798-2827.
Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title would not be possible without our partner, Stewart Insurance, with a focus in real estate and a special focus on real estate brokers. Stewart Insurance creates insurance plans to address the risk facing our industry today. They invest a significant amount of time helping real estate broker owners offset and manage their risks. Here he is once again, John Bramlett with Stewart Insurance. John.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Welcome home.
Well, it's nice to be here.
And welcome back.
And thank you for taking the controls last week. It was a tremendous show.
I had a lot of fun.
No doubt about it. So here we are, insurance once again. We've already heard echoes of insurance before you took the seat right here today. So I'm going to say it again. Everyone's talking insurance. It's on everybody's mind, and it really should be.
Well, especially considering what happened on May 16th, when we had, you know, all those storms that Houston was hit with, and it, you know, it made me begin to think a little bit about the fact that, and it was a great quote that I had read recently, that if it can rain, it can flood.
That's a good one.
So, you know, and it got to me to thinking about, you know, what would be the reason that somebody would not want flood coverage? And then if you do have flood coverage, as we move into hurricane season, which will kick off in June, what are the things that you ought to do to make sure that your coverage is up to date? And then lastly, a little bit about what we can do to prepare now in case we are hit with a hurricane.
That's right. It comes to mind the motto of the United States Coast Guard. Once again, semper paratus, always ready. And every time something happens in terms of a disaster, it makes you think, hey, I want to be ready. If I wasn't that time ready, and if I was, I want to be better prepared. It's always a good thing to be mindful of.
Well, absolutely. Prepared. Well, I think the first thing to keep in mind, and this is really for, it's really for all of our listeners, but especially for our realtors and our real estate brokers, is everybody's in a flood zone. Now, you may be in a zone that's less likely to flood, but everybody's in a flood zone, and we need to keep that in mind and understand that, for example, for between 2014 and 2018, 40% of the flood claims that were taken by the National Flood Insurance Program came from zones that were less likely to flood. And that was true at Harvey. 40% of the homes that flooded during Hurricane Harvey in the greater Houston area were in zones that were less likely to flood. So that's the first thing that we've got to keep in mind, that we are all in a flood zone, that the National Flood Insurance Program has designated flood zones in almost every county in the U.S. So, you know, that's the first thing that I think we need to, you know, keep that in mind. In 2023 alone, flooding caused $7 billion with a B. $7 billion worth of damage. So that's critical, that the understanding that it's, that when it does happen, it's going to be significant. Since 1999, 1996, 99% of the counties in the U.S. have had some sort of flood damage. So it is the number one natural disaster is flooding. And you get an inch of water in your home, on average, that's $25,000 worth of damage. So it makes the math pretty simple. Is if I can afford to self-insure, I can handle the $25,000 worth of damage, then maybe I don't need to worry about flood coverage. But if that is a concern, then it's worth talking with an insurance advisor about getting coverage.
And it makes me think, as people have moved here from all over the place, they may not even be familiar with those two words, flood zone, flood insurance, because it's something wherever they lived before, they may not have even thought about. So,
well, that's correct. I mean, it's not just a coastal problem, but it is especially a coastal problem. Because not only do we can we flood because of the hurricanes that we'll see, but we'll also flood just for the heavy storms. You know, as you know, there are neighborhoods within Houston, we get a heavy thunderstorm that they tend to flood. So, you know, it's important to recognize that. I think the other thing to think about is if you don't have coverage, and we are moving into hurricane season this year, and AccuWeather and NOAA have both come out and said that they think the back half of the year is back half of hurricane season is going to be potentially tough, to go ahead and work with an advisor and get coverage now, because it could take up to 30 days for the coverage to go into effect.
So much to think about. And we think about flood for homes, of course, but cars flood too. I know back in Harvey, my home flooded and my car flooded, and that in both cases, no fun.
But unfortunately for the flood coverage, it's just going to be your home or...
Right.
But there's also a couple things to think about if you do have coverage. So I know that you have coverage.
I do, with Stewart Insurance.
Well, and we appreciate that. But a couple of things is make sure that the named insured on the policies are correct. You want to make sure that's in it. So, you know, if you've got a loan, is the lender name and the loan number correct? Because sometimes lenders will sell loans. So is the lender's name correct and the loan number correct? Do you have both building and content? Some people just have one and not both. So understanding, do I have both, and understanding what those coverage limits are. So the coverage limit that I have, is that good enough for my certain situation today? So that's important to understand that. And then it's good to understand how to open a claim. Do I know if I have to have a claim, how do I go about that? So if it does happen, you're not trying to figure that out. You're just acting on what you already know.
It's good to check the bases. And in my case, I want to make sure the policy is in my name and not my dog Elvis's.
Exactly right. Because we had that problem before and you had to correct it. Yeah.
So
we appreciate that.
Good,
yeah. But it is. But that is true. You know, if you've added a spouse, yep, or, you know, you've lost a spouse. So things like that are important. And then I think there are some things you can do just as individuals that we all ought to consider about doing is, especially considering what happened on the May 16th, make sure that if you've got any damaged trees or limbs, that they're repaired or removed. Secure any issues that you might have with your roof. Have a family communications plan. So if we're not together, what are we going to do to communicate to make sure that we can get together? And then have a route scheduled that if you have to evacuate, you know the way that we're going to go. And then have an emergency bag. So at least in that emergency bag, you have any critical medications that you need and probably any key documents.
Once again, be prepared. So many things to think about. I saw a family on the news where a tree struck their house, and the father was talking about how they went to the inner room, to a room that was structurally stronger than everything else, and everybody had that meeting, and everything worked out okay, except their house has massive damage.
Well, but because they were prepared, whatever damage they had was something that could be repaired versus a loss of life.
That's right. You know, it's better to be prepared when you're calm, when things are kind of normal, but I think it's going to be really bad if the winds are blowing, the rain's going sideways and everything else, and you're trying to figure it out. No.
At that point, you know, how are we going to communicate? Where are we supposed to go? Where are we going to meet? How are we going to get out of town? If you haven't already figured that out, it's going to be awfully hard when you're in the middle of it. You're right.
It always strikes me, too, during hurricane season and any other time we get rain, because we can get massive amounts of rain here in the Houston area anytime, really. But it's always funny when there's a word about a hurricane. I go to Costco probably too much anyway. But when I go and there's a word of heavy rain, people are buying water then. You should be already stocked up, right?
Well, and that's another thing. Exactly right. So, you know, non-perishable food, you know, extra water, whatever you think, you know, batteries, things like that. So it's good to go ahead and get that taken care of now, as you said, versus waiting for, you know, Hurricane Bill to be in the Gulf of Mexico. And now suddenly everybody's panicked to go out and get those things.
And now that you mentioned it, I'm feeling a little left out. I don't think I've ever heard of a Hurricane Bill, but maybe it's going to be coming up.
Well, let me see what I can do.
See what you yeah. have connections.
I do have connections, so let me see what
many.
I can do. Yeah.
Well, John, here it is. As always, insurance is fascinating all around the Fruited Plain. People love the insurance segment. What else should we know?
Well, I think the other thing is for people to keep in mind is there are options with flood coverage. So you know, historically, it always had been through the National Flood Insurance Program. But the last several years, we've seen more and more private insurance companies become involved. So about 70% of coverage for flood is through the National Flood Insurance Program, but we're seeing a growing amount. And one of those reasons is the private companies can tend to write a more robust coverage. So, for example, on the National Flood Insurance Program, the structure liability limit is $250,000. The content liability limit is $100,000. Well, if you have a million-dollar home, that gap could be fairly significant. So the private insurance companies, you can have broader, deeper coverage, higher liability limits, broader coverage. But there are pluses and minuses for both. So, again, it's worth spending some time with an insurance advisor to determine what makes sense for you, and then that advisor can help you with that investment in flood coverage.
And I guess in the last 6 months, I talked to one of the advisors at Stewart Insurance. I don't know if it was Andrea or Sonia, but for some reason I asked, and I think this is right, you could tell me, but I do have the flood insurance still in place, but I think I said, well, what if I canceled the flood insurance and then turned around to buy it again? That she said, don't do that, because it could be a whole lot more money. So if you already have flood insurance, it sounds like it's a good idea to keep it intact and don't mess it up while you live in the home.
Well, I think the key to the basic answer is yes. Where that would change would be if your needs for coverage change. If you needed more than $250,000 in structure, if you needed more than $100,000 in content, then you might either want to see if you could get excess coverage to the National Flood Insurance Program, or potentially coverage on top of that through a private, or have your own separate private coverage. But you're correct. The answer is that because the National Flood Insurance Program is run on a deficit. So one of the things that they're trying to do when they revised how they set premiums is to get premiums that are closer to what the marketplace should be. But they have a ceiling that they cannot raise premiums more than 18% a year. And so there's your protection there, versus if you had private coverage, they have much more freedom to increase premiums. So that's where that answer came from.
Sounds good, John. Well, let's tell people how they can reach Stewart Insurance.
Well, you can reach us at 866-798-2827. That's 866-798-2827. You can learn more about us at stewartinsurance.com or email us at stewartinsurance@stewart.com.
The number again is
866-798-2827.
Thank you so much, John Bramlett with Stewart Insurance.
Bill, always a pleasure.
Well, as we continue, let's welcome Sharon Yeary back. She is the president of HIREBA and also a broker at Sharecom Realty. Sharon, before we close the show, here we are winding things down. What else do you want people to know about HIREBA or Sharecom Realty?
I would love you to be able to come to a HIREBA meeting if you're a broker or you are a agent or anyone in the real estate business. We would love to have you come to our meeting on Wednesdays, the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month. And as far as Sharecom Realty, we would love to have your business. We are great at advising and counseling and helping you with your real estate needs. And our motto is, you'll be sold on us.
And what if you're a radio host? Can I come to a HIREBA meeting?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody that has anything to do with real estate, we have affiliates that belong, title companies, painters, photographers, anyone, we would love to have you there.
And Sharon, let's tell people how they can reach you.
832-388-9945.
One more time.
832-388-9945.
And also, one more time, the HIREBA website, please.
It's HIREBA, HIREBA.org.
Thank you so much, Sharon Urey. And she is back. Brierley Dellinger, Keller Williams Professional, and Newcomb Realty Group. We want to say hi to Christy Newcomb, don't we?
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Christy. How about that?
Well, just a week ago.
So before we close things down, Brierley, what else do you want people to know?
You know, I want people to know that so no matter how the market is, there's always going to be ways and different avenues that are going to fit each of your needs, whether you're a buyer, a seller, renters, wanting to lease out your property. There are different avenues, and it's about working with a super experienced agent like myself and my team, who is knowledgeable about the market, about the area, to get you the best for your situation.
Helping people in a tremendous way, buyers and sellers 24/7.
Absolutely. I'm working 24/7.
Brierley, let's tell people how they can reach you.
Yes, so you can reach me. My cell phone number is 979-997-6122. Again, it's 979-997-6122. Or my email address is my first name, Brierley, at NewcombRealtyGroup.com.
Thank you so much, Brierley Dellinger.
Thanks for having me.
And let's talk to only one realty, only one Kimmy Gillespie. That's what I heard, right, Kimmy?
That's right. You got it right.
So it's, you and I are closing this thing down. What else do you want people to know, Kimmy?
All right. Well, if you are thinking about getting your real estate license and looking to see what brokerage you would like to hang your hat on, or
lots of choices, aren't there?
So many choices. Or if you're an agent who's been in it for about a year, but you feel like you haven't had much success, I would love to chat with you about our mentorship program, which will help catapult you into the success you are looking for.
And how can people do that?
They can call me on my cell phone at 832-787-2291. 832-787-2291.
Thank you so much, Kimmy Gillespie. Also want to say a big thanks to Kim Dawkins, doing super work. She brought Brierley here today. She is in our Cypress location. So when you want to close your real estate transaction, we are prepared. We talk about being prepared right here at Stewart Title in many locations. Just go to Stewart.com. Kim is in our Cypress location. Also, the one and only, you know, Kevin Davidson.
Kevin Davidson.
Right, Kimmy? This guy is incredible. He's doing tremendous work in Sugar Land and Fort Bend. So we're there to serve you, not just in those two branches, but also our business development people like Kim, like Kevin. We're there to help real estate professionals enhance your business with CE, continuing education classes, all sorts of fun things. So a lot of great things are going on. But just reach out to any of us at Stewart Title. If you're not in Sugar Land or Cypress, you might be in the Woodlands. We have tremendous business development people, not just there, but all over the United States. We appreciate you listening to our show today, Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I'm your host. This is show number 522. I am Bill Nampick. 522 tremendous shows, and you can access each and every one of them almost by going to Stewart.com/radio. That's Stewart.com/radio, where you can see and hear the shows. And we hope to see you next week. Tell your friends. And until then, Stewart.com/radio. We'll see you then.
If you're a real estate professional, then listen closely. Cyber criminals are targeting our industry. They are impersonating real estate professionals, homebuyers, sellers, and title agents. Their goal is to gain access to your inboxes, computers, and clients so they can steal information and funds. Does your business insurance offset these risks? Not sure? Contact Stewart Insurance to determine if your business is properly insured. Visit stewartinsurance.com or call 866-798-2827. Visit stewartinsurance.com or call 866-798-2827.